101.3. Always on the cutting edge. Voice of the Cape, drive time. Welcome to the show. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp number. Feel free to query, comment, and or criticize. The Department of International Relations and Cooperation, DIRCO for short, why can't they call it Foreign Affairs again, says it will issue a démarche to the United Kingdom, the United States, Netherlands, Germany, and Switzerland. Why? The five countries have written to President Cyril Ramaphosa directly over the issue of corruption in the country, a move seen by DIRCO as a departure from diplomatic norms. Online, as former U.S. diplomat, but now a journalist involved with the Daily Maverick, Brooks Spector. Welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon. Good to be with you.
Are we dealing with here something that's fairly petty? Trying to understand the scenario, it seems to be that the issue here is more of this address to Ramaphosa being a memorandum as opposed to a diplomatic note, which seems to have a different kind of a weighting. Am I understanding things correctly?
Well, it turns out it's a little more complicated even than that. If you remember last year, now we're talking last year, when Cyril Ramaphosa appointed that small committee of, what did we call them, investment ambassadors, I think it was called, that were supposed to scour the landscape and gain friendly responses from businesses around the world to invest in South Africa, a perfectly reasonable thing to do, and obviously it's had some success. It turns out that the five embassies or the representatives from them met back in June sometime, right, with one of those investment ambassadors, and they prepared a memorandum which outlined things like the changing and the irregularities in law enforcement and things of that nature, not specifically the current corruption trials, simply because this was months and months before the current commissions, the Zondo Commission and so forth. And this memo was apparently handed to the president's office in response to their initial meeting with that presidentially appointed investment ambassador. The curious thing is why it suddenly became an issue 7 months later.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing I haven't quite been able to figure out yet. And my conclusion is that somebody was interested in causing a little grief somewhere within the government, perhaps between government departments, or perhaps somebody who had a beef with one of those investment ambassadors, or the kind of nose out of joint within the middle ranks of the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. Gosh, I wish it was still called Foreign Ministry, too.
Yeah.
It's a smaller mouthful. And so, I mean, you know, when we first heard about this yesterday, basically, it seemed as if, oh my goodness, here's something that happened the other day. And no, it was something that happened over half a year ago. So one wonders precisely what was going on. Who was being embarrassed by whom?
Because the landscape has changed considerably since then, hasn't it? And there has been lots of contact between the nations in question. I mean, President Ramaphosa has been to Davos and other international platforms where he's had interaction with some of the above-mentioned leaders.
Yeah, I mean, this push for investment is something that's very close and dear to the president's heart, obviously, because it is, after all, something that's crucial for the success of the country going forward. And I'm willing to bet, without any solid information, that when they had that meeting back in June, there was a comment along the lines of, gee, I think the president would really like to hear from you folks about what you think are the key issues making foreign direct investment gains more difficult or more challenging. And in the fullness of time, somebody wrote up a memo and they all signed it and sent it forward. And then suddenly, bam, here we are in February, and this is now the crisis of the day. I've been thinking about this thing, and yes, back in the 18th and 19th centuries, there was always, you know, the ambassador or minister abroad of a legation communicated with the Department of Foreign Affairs or the Foreign Ministry of another country, and, you know, they would, if they were going to deliver a diplomatic note, they would dress up in what's called morning clothes, you know, it's that swallowtail jacket with the striped pants and, you know, whole thing, and they'd go over and they'd hand over a note, and the note would say something like, the government of country X presents sends its compliments to the government of country Y, and then they would go into the material circumstances of whatever the note was about. And if it was a note, what they call a note verbal, we used to use French and diplomatic language, it was usually about something rather small or not particularly complicated. Hi, we need, you know, it would be the equivalent of, hi, we need a little favor here. Can you be really nice to John? Because he's not an official, but he's really friendly with the president, and we would like him to get, you know, some respect. Or if it was a problem, they would issue a démarche, which is, pull your troops back from the edge of the border or we're going to have to bomb you. Those kinds of things.
Right.
But diplomacy's moved on. I mean, presidents meet other presidents routinely without the involvement of the foreign ministry. They have conversations. I mean, Donald Trump is the supreme example of this, I guess. Is he's met Vladimir Putin 3 or 4 times. There's never been a State Department official within hearing distance of any of it. Now, that may not be good, but that's the nature of reality. And up and down the line, military establishments talk to other military establishments about joint training exercises, for example. And, I mean, one of the very first things I ever worked with, and it's going to be weird, but I'm back in Washington after my first overseas assignment, and I am presented with the question of, believe it or not, Susie the pygmy hippopotamus, who is being lent from the U.S. to the Singapore National Zoo. And it took me about 5 minutes to realize I wasn't being asked to do anything. I was just being told that these two zoos were working something out and that I should be informed about it just in case something went radically wrong, like the poor hippo died en route. Then, you know, we obviously should know about it because people will be upset. But we didn't have any involvement in it. We were bystanders. And there are hundreds and hundreds of things like that that happen all the time. And sort of routinely, the State Department, in the American's case, or a foreign ministry in another country's case, gets an information copy of this kind of stuff, but it's not being asked to do anything. If these people, if these ministers or ambassadors made a mistake, and we don't know that it happened, they didn't send a copy to DERCO at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Or they didn't happen just to hand over a copy to the foreign minister or whoever was acting in that position. But maybe they've been told to keep it quiet. Don't broadcast this thing everywhere, because it will only make our problem-solving more difficult. So maybe the whole thing was handled in a circumspect, close, what they call close-hold manner, but then 6-7 months later, somebody gets their nose out of joint.
Yeah, it's an interesting scenario, isn't it? It really is quite puzzling, because it is, in any case, stating a hard truth which the president and almost every single member of his government has agreed upon that is the situation. But the PS is that there are now actions being taken against what's been observed.
Yeah, I mean, at the time that this note, this memo had been written, the president was obviously beginning to build up some steam in terms of dealing with investment and the obstacles in the way of it. But, you know, real on-the-ground, hard, practical outcomes hadn't yet happened. And I think the texture of the note, the parts that I read, say basically, look, we, you know, we understand you're, you know, this is where you want to go, but keep in mind these are the kinds of things that businesses from our countries feel very strongly about. Because if you look at it, it was clear that much of the impetus of the information had come from the respective chambers of commerce, American Chamber of Commerce, British Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the Swiss one, German, and what was the other one? Lost track now. How many is that? Four or five?
Yeah, Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland, UK, US.
Yeah, that one out. Yeah, they all have active chambers of commerce in this country, which are non-governmental institutions, but they usually represent fairly accurately or very accurately the feelings of businesses that are already operating in this country about what are the impediments to their expanding or encouraging new entrants into the market. And that's the kind of information, if you're leading an investment drive, you really, really want to know.
Absolutely. Brooke Spector, former U.S. diplomat and, of course, from Daily Maverick, thanks for chatting to us about the strange Durco Demarche situation, UK, U.S., Netherlands, Germany, and Switzerland. Let's hope there is an answer to all of it. But, Brooke, enjoy the rest of the week.
You take care, and anytime, happy to chat with you.